I love to hear testimonies. I love it when I go to some type of a meeting, something like maybe the Gideons, who they'll have people come and just share their testimony. And there have been some tremendous testimonies that I've heard over the years. People who were in jail, people who had lived a life of crime, people who had done terrible things, but something changed in their life. And one day their spiritual eyes were open, and they realized their lost condition, and they realized that there was a God that loved them so much that he'd sent his son Jesus Christ to die on a cross that they might be cleansed from their unrighteousness. And God gave them, or would give them, a total different perspective of life. And I just love to hear those stories, and I've heard them. And the thing is that as I've heard some of these stories, you realize that there had been the presentation of the gospel in their life many, many times. They'd seen Christians. They had been around Christians. They usually would make fun of Christians. They'd mock them. And this is much like what was taking place there on Golgotha's Hill. That day when Jesus Christ was being beaten and abused by soldiers, this centurion was responsible for this behavior. He was allowing it to happen. And it would seem in the early days of this event that he was callous to it. Seen this before. This is just another day. But something began to change. And he begin to sense something. Now, you say, Pastor King, how do you know all of this? I know it because I read in the scriptures and I can feel the events of the day as they begin to unfold. And how that there was a crowd there that was angry, and they were being led by people who had convened a council to have this man, Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews. They had convened a council, had to determine that the only way they were going to stop him and his popularity was to kill him. And this is what this day was all about. This day had been dreamed of by people who were in, quote, religious authority. They wanted this man on that cross. And they had what they thought they wanted. You remember the old saying is to be careful for what you ask for, because you might just get it. And it might always go the way that you think it would. Because, you see, they thought that this is going to change everything. We'll no longer have this man from Galilee coming around and preaching all of these things and doing all these miracles and casting out all these devils. All that'll be done. No more have to deal with that. But yet, they had no idea. They had no idea what Jesus Christ was all about and what his kingdom was all about. And neither did this centurion who watched and observed this whole thing and allowed his soldiers to do what they did. But something began to change as the day wore on. And they watched this man and they began to sense the spiritual activity coming out of him and what was going on around them. And something miraculous happened. This is Pastor Jack King with the Gospel on the radio broadcast.